Go ahead. Make my day.
It's not a tumor.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Happy Friday, CGIMers. Tony Stabile here from the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast for your Cinema Smackdown. Now, I'm hitting up old school this week. Maybe it should be your Netflix checkout, Moonrise Kingdom. That's right, this movie comes at you like a baboon with a score to settle. This is one of my favorite films by the low-budget superstar director Wes Anderson. Interestingly enough, this is his first venture without the 2001 Male Model of the Year, Owen Hansel Wilson. Now, before I go any further, this is Anderson flexing his usual muscles filmmaking-wise. It is 100% in his cookie-cutter-esque outside the mold, if I can say, style. Now, Moonrise Kingdom stars cinematic heavyweights Bill Murray, Bruce Willis, Edward Norton, Frances McDormand, alongside a bunch of newbies, Jared Gilman, Cara Hayward. This flick follows the adventures of Sam, played by Gilman, a khaki scout, and Susie, played by Kara, as they try to run away and be together while this small town and scouting community try to find them while coping with their own issues. Oh, there's so much primary colors and lightning everywhere. Now, what worked? The acting, first and foremost. Everyone pulled their own weight in this thing. You expect a pretty great job from McDormand, Murray, and Willis, but now what blew me out of the water were these kids. These two preteens took the ball and ran with it. Even doing some scenes that most kids have already lived, but normally wouldn't like to act out. Now Anderson put them through this, and it came across awkward, but in like the best way possible. What really helped on that? The writing. So, this is Wes Anderson. You know it's going to be so well done in a sense that people don't necessarily have to say too much, but the story comes across really strong. Now, what didn't work? The budget. And I said it at the beginning that, you know, Wes Anderson's known for doing some low budget things. However, I really feel this time around he was nickeling and pennying, leaving even some scenes intact where you could clearly tell a dummy was used and other weird little things. So I don't know if that was a quirk that he was trying to leave on screen or just the byproduct of him really nickeling and diming his way through the movie. So what's the lowdown on Moonrise Kingdom? Well, you have a bunch of really fantastic actors doing what they love, along with Wes Anderson's ability, I should say, to throw people into very awkward situations, use a monotone color palette that's so extravagant. Yes, I use monotone and then extravagant together that you get this visual experience that lasts just over 94 minutes. And in the end, you feel kind of happy about your life, even though you've seen people struggle in theirs in such a in accepting their mundane ways. That once you're done Moonrise Kingdom, you'll have a dopey smile on your face, because this movie is verified awesome. And there you have it, everybody. That is your Cinema Smackdown for this week. I'm Tony Stabile from the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast, which you can listen to every Thursday on iTunes and TonyStabile.com. I'm hoping all of you have an awesome weekend and a great night of the movies.